You're listening to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter. That's me, your naturally platinum blonde pop culture connoisseur. I'm the reality TV junkie, self-improvement addict, and host with only the hottest tea spilled fresh all week long. Those balls have gotten you in trouble, though.
Oh,
you?
Yeah. They picked us because we're horny.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's your chronic state.
24/7.
My life has changed so much that it's almost like a completely different life.
From the latest news on The Real Housewives.
I'm so happy to be here and engage with you.
Deep dives into celebrity legal scandals and unfiltered convos with your favorite stars. I've got you covered. And yes, I always keep receipts. Welcome on in, everybody. Welcome back to Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter. That's me. I hope you have already given me a follow on all of the social medias. And if you haven't done yet, I hope you at least slide into my DMs this weekend because it's been a little lonely. There have been some of the Dust Bowl passing through my hallway. So if anybody wants to hit me up, I'm very much available. Today's guest is not available, but he is very savvy when it comes to all things pop culture, primarily things that are trending online. He seems to be very good at knowing the pulse or keeping a pulse on everything that's going on. He's a host and reporter for What's Trending. Please welcome Andy Lawani.
Hey, baby, I'll keep you company. I heard you got some little dust mites in your home that I can like sweep up with my company.
Cobwebs, all of it. Like literally, like downstairs is just full of cobwebs.
I love how you say downstairs when that can be taken in literally any which way. Someone's like your home, your body.
Yeah, the pubes are just like full of spider webs right now. So, you know, it's real,
fine.
It's
we'll
a real
it
jungle.
We'll clean it up. What's new with you? What's happening?
What's happening? I'm living my best life. I just announced my Spotify deal this week, which is super exciting. I feel it, like you have What's Trending behind your belt. So you got like a real company behind you. I've been independent for so long that it's nice to just like have some company to put some respect on my check, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to get validated. And sometimes like, honestly, I love what I do, but I'm like, wouldn't it be fun to be a free agent, like, and figure things out and just have like a eat, pray, love moment kind of deal. But I don't know, like, congrats on that. Number one, number
Thank
two.
You.
Yeah. That's not easy. Like it is really hard being independent and people want to start their own thing and they're like, it's easy. No, you put in the work.
Thank you. I feel like it's funny though, cause it's always like the grass is always greener. When you're independent, you kind of want the backing of a company. And then when you have a company, you kind of want the freedom of being independent. I get to kind of have a nice like middle balance, but how long have you now been with What's Trending?
It's been about 3 years. I used to be independent and I kind of took a break from media in general. Like I was just having one of those, like I used to be in an agency side, work with managers, work with talent. And I was like getting these comments all the time. People were like, you were the talent, honey. You're the most interesting one here. And so after a while of getting that and like things just started, like things were a tipping scale. I left my job, started to become a stylist, just make some money on the side to figure out what's next. And I got back into media doing the thing I love, like being on the talent side somehow. But I've been at What's Trending for about 3 years. I got in here, messed some things up, broke some things, fixed it. And yeah, the company's been doing really well. Like it's been around for quite a few years, but I definitely did like a big like cleanup house.
As you should do when you come to fuck shit up, you need to make sure that you're really redoing everything in the right way.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I don't know how this company would survive without me. I have to toot my own horn, but...
So what was the goal coming, like when you decided you wanted to pursue a career in entertainment? Obviously you've done so many things with working, you know, in the manager side of things and also doing some styling and now being an on-camera host. What was the goal? Like I thought I was going to grow up and be Angelina Jolie and I was just going to be a famous actor, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for me when I was a kid, I really wanted to be on Today Show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be Al Roker. I wanted his job. Mm-hmm. That didn't age well. But I studied like journalism and like film and like I went to New York City and went with my mom and I got there and I was like, mom, I don't want to live here. Like, yeah. this is not it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I made it out here through work and I studied, you know, journalism and film in DC and everyone just came through DC. So it was like very much like, I know what path, I just want to know where. But I just love like entertainment and like, I love just like keeping up with a lot of stuff online. So it just perfectly worked out. And I really blame it on my sexuality. Like when I was 16, not sure if you did this kind of thing. Like you Google search, like, what is the gay? Is it contagious? And I was like, cool, found YouTube. So I blame me being gay for my career. And I think it's worked out pretty good. So.
Listen, I will say this. We gays do better in these roles.
We're too many of funny, us, it doesn't work.
We're charisma. Exactly. Too many of us, it doesn't work. Too many of us, it becomes an orgy. But when it's just like when there's one of us in a camera, we can shine and we can do like we're funny, we're charismatic. And with me, I was not the swan that I am today, Andy, believe it or not. My hair was not naturally blonde. Hollywood's best kept secret. And I was a really chubby kid. I didn't fit in. I didn't get along. I got along with girls more than I got along with the guys. And then I had to go to an all boys high school. And I just like felt so alone and lost that I kind of had to build a personality. And it helps me flourish in IRL.
Yeah. I feel that. I mean, like my mom is the whitest person I know. She's a redhead. My dad is Indian. And like they divorced when I was a very wee little gay man. And I just had to fend for myself because most of the town was like very white. Everyone's like, people would be in Pennsylvania call me like, oh, look at the black boy. I'm like, first of all, that's wrong. Second of all, that is wrong because I'm not black. Number three, like, if I come out as gay, I already have a target on my back. So I really wanted to like change everybody's perception of like me in general. Just like create more of a, okay, this is what you think gay people are. You've actually been encountering one your entire life. You didn't even know it.
It's true. I mean, and how do you feel that like now we're starting to see a lot more like reality shows kind of exposing us to different cultures now? Or do you feel like it's not quite there yet?
I feel like we still have some like
ways to go.
I feel like we still get like the beating a dead horse joke of like gay culture over and over again sometimes. And I'm like, we're more than just like poppers going out.
Yeah, okay, right. That's what we need. We need a reality show that represents gay men in like a positive light that shows that we're not like, I don't fucking fuck with poppers. I don't go to West Hollywood and party all the time. I'm a hardworking bitch. And also, the only representation we do get of us is being the sidekick to some white bitch, right? And listen, I have plenty of white bitch friends and I love them so much. They're the sidekicks in my story, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, we really love those sidekicks who boost us up and, you know, we'll like say whatever about housewives that catch us up and like all the other random things that they're doing and their teacher jobs. But, you know, we need them. But like there are sidekicks. We're not their sidekicks all the time. You need to have an equal balance of the role.
Yes, I think that's what we need is more representation of gay men that isn't overly sexualized, that isn't heavily focused on drugs, and isn't just the side character to the lead.
Speaking of reality, though, baby, what are you watching? What's been your go-to lately? What news do you need to tell me about?
I'm really excited about the Salt Lake City premiere for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Really?
Have you watched?
I'm interested to see.
Are you ready to see Jen Shah go to prison?
I really want to see them just like doing a prison tour with her and being like, hey, it's Jen Shah. And all the other girls just like reacting and visiting her. I mean, I don't know if they're actually going to visit her, but I mean, like, we'll see. Who knows?
That's how you know who your real friends are, right? When they come to visit you in prison. I feel like Heather Gay is the one that'll visit her in prison. Even though Jen Shah has like called her Shrek and screamed at her and said so many awful things to her, Heather Gay is still the one that, you know, has Stockholm syndrome and will still go to see Jen Shah in prison and will still support her and, you know, put some Oreo cookies in her basket.
I mean, I feel like I was still kind of shocked, but still not shocked looking back at it when Jen Shah's like whole thing happened. But I mean, I feel like they're going to keep following her no matter what she does, even if she gets out of prison randomly.
Well, they're predicting that she's not going to end up going in until probably like at the earliest February, possibly even closer into the summer. So there's at least enough time for her to film a fourth season of Salt Lake City. I'm just excited to watch her like proclaim her innocence all season long, only to know that in the end, we get a guilty, like a confession to the judge saying, actually, JK, I was lying. I know I was selling t-shirts that said free Jen Shah, but I just thought it was funny.
I mean, can you think of any other reality stars who've gone to jail besides a Kardashian? But I'm just like, okay, when was the last time we got like a little inside scoop of a prison? being on a reality show when you're already like so big.
Yeah. I mean, I think the last one we had was like Teresa Giudice on Jersey. But I think people like had compassion for her because they're like, her husband's the reason she ended up getting locked up. Not really her. She wasn't aware of what she was signing. Whereas Jen Shah was literally, she's been described by the feds as the mastermind behind this whole telemarketing scheme. So I'm excited for the premiere of Salt Lake City. I know you're a big Selling Sunset fan. Have you watched Selling OC? Because people are obsessed with it.
I hated OC. I'm going to say it. I really didn't like it. Like, I watched the full thing through and I said...
Because it didn't have Christine Quinn. Christine?
Chriselle. I don't know. Like, I'm like on the... Like a teeter-totter, like in the middle of it. Bitch. I want to like both, but I'm having a hard time liking both at the same time. Like, I feel like the storyline's just kind of done. I've heard about Chriselle enough. And... I don't know. I'm just like, can I have some more depth a little bit?
Are you sad that we're not going to get Christine back next season?
I don't know. I feel like Christine, she's happily doing what she wants to do. I feel like selling her houses with Bitcoin. And I feel like she's taken a couple interviews. She's done like the thing with like call her daddy and she's been trying to proclaim her innocence. I really think everyone is okay with her exiting the show, but they want someone to fill that spot. Like Bree Taisi might fill that spot. I don't know. Like she made headlines like this past week being like, my baby daddy don't need to pay for my, you know, like child support, my nanny, anything else. Like, I don't know where the series is going to go. I'm definitely going to miss Christine, but I'm not sure if it needs it. I feel like the storyline got like played out way too much.
I don't know. I feel like it's Christine's show though. Like Christine and Chriselle, like it's like Batman and the Joker, right? You kind of need them to drive the story, but at the same time, you kind of need them together because you need to have the protagonist and the antagonist, and it's just always going to... But then at some point, like I'm the type of person that's like, I don't think a reality show needs to go on for 15, 16, 17 seasons. That's why I think Housewives is kind of... It's had its shelf life for a lot of these franchises because they've been on a little too long and there's nothing left to explore, you know?
They're just kind of doing their thing. I mean, like, I'm interested to see because we keep introducing these new people to Selling Sunset. Selling OC, we didn't even get any of the Selling Sunset cast in there. We obviously have like Jason and Brett who pop in every once in a while. I just actually went to an event the other day and Jason used the bathroom in front of me and did not flush. So I was a little like, interesting.
Number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
I was still like, come on, baby. So I don't know. They're introducing a lot of people. And then the Selling OC stuff just felt very VH1 MTV. Like, at least in my reality shows, I like it if you can complete a full sentence and then give rebuttal. Mm. With these girls, they were just screaming on top of each other. Like Alex Hall, like a lot of these people just didn't give each other the grace and space to even like talk. They just like really had something fester and boil to the point where like, nope, fuck you. I'm out. I'm done. You can't get a word in. So it was just a lot as a viewer to be like, I can't keep up.
You're not a fan of the OC.
The nosy.
Are you going to watch, what is it? Buying Beverly Hills?
Buying Beverly Hills?
Is that what it's called? There's another one coming out on Netflix with Kyle Richards, her husband. He has the agency. And so him and his daughters and all of their agents are going to be doing their own reality show, which is essentially Selling Sunset. It's just called Buying Beverly Hills.
Like the opposite, Sunset Beverly Hills. Opposite of buying, selling. Like
same shit. Literally the exact same thing.
Just do New York. Like... You got to do New York, Chicago. Maybe you can do like, I don't know, they had Potomac Housewives. Like, you can maybe DC and go like adjacent. But I don't know. Tampa didn't do well. It flopped, obviously. Yeah. But
I feel like not much great comes out of Tampa.
We need to buy Beverly Hills. Who goes to Beverly Hills?
The agency.
I had an Amex deal the other week. It said, you know, $50 off your bill at Cheesecake Factory, Beverly Hills. And I was like, who goes to the Cheesecake Factory in Beverly Hills? I didn't even know there was one.
Who still goes to the Cheesecake Factory? That's the real question.
My parents like to send me gift cards because they think from college, because it was the only restaurant that sat 12 of us. that I really love it.
With options. Like it's convenient.
Oh, and bread.
Yeah, yeah, they have bread. They have options. Like you can literally get any, you can get pasta, you can get a burger, you can get a salmon salad. Like you have options at the Cheesecake Factory.
Now, going back to our Selling Sunset cast though.
Yes.
Did you watch any of the, Selling OC particularly?
I saw the first two episodes.
And what were your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. It seemed very different from Selling Sunset. Listen, I'm loving the Netflix reality shows. I just feel like Netflix, I like the streaming services like Hulu, even HBO Max, like just the reality shows feel a little more fresh, I think, because they don't have the same restraints that like regular television or even regular cable currently have.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also just think the production value of these reality shows are so much better.
Did you think the production value of Selling Sunset and Selling OC was overdone? Like that was a big thing of when the seasons went on to Selling Sunset, you look back at the first episode, the girls aren't all done up. It's a little choppy at times, but like they really wanted you to see how hard they're going to production. But some people really thought like this is overly done and it seems fake. Did you buy it?
I like when it's overly done. I like the extravagant. Like I enjoy it. Like I like when the Hills did their reboot for New Beginnings, I was like, wow, MTV is putting some production budget really? Into this, because I just like when it's beautifully shot and like overdone, especially when it's like in Beverly Hills. I mean, I guess it's a little different for us because we're in LA, that we know that like Beverly Hills is not as grand or extravagant, or Sunset is not as grand or extravagant as they try to portray it on TV. But I love the aspirational aspect of it.
Oh, they really make like the LA armpit look beautiful, and I'm like, wow, that's La La Land down from my street, where like
make my armpits look just, cute.
You're really making it look good. But I'm like, I'm in it, and I've definitely been in my boyfriend's Toyota Prius or Toyota Corolla, whatever it was, and we were just driving around. I'm like, I'm looking for the $75 million house. Like here I am looking poor.
It's
but
next
I wanna
to the Cheesecake Factory.
It's next to the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that was the one show I'd get really excited. Every time a new trailer, new season premiere would, like, come out, I'd be like, let me get my martini, and I'm going to watch how they make my city look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching The Kardashians on Hulu?
That is actually a good segue. I did watch every single Kardashians. I wasn't as much of an avid follower when they were doing the older series, but I think this newer one, some people really hate the pastels and like the pink transitions and how overly produced it is, but I love it. I feel like it doesn't feel forced. There's like some fun, like overly done shots of LA, and I'm like, oh, Calabasas. But I'm a fan of it more than the past.
Oh yeah, I think it's I get from like a production standpoint, like the way it's shot is very different, but I think like just the women are a lot more natural. Like the storylines feel a lot more natural. It doesn't feel like we're forcing them to tape scenes together, whereas the old show kind of just felt a lot more contrived. And I feel like that was more of the production oversight with E, and then they had done it for so long that it was kind of just like a formula that they were doing. Whereas now they've kind of just like broken things up. And they're shifting the model. Like even their choice to lead with Khloe's surrogacy and the Tristan scandal, being that was like one of the last things that they filmed, but they chose to like fast forward and let that be the center focus for the premiere episode. That's different, because normally in reality TV, we always go in chronological order, even though these things happened like months ago.
Yeah, and it's funny because Courtney, in the first season, she said, we get to pick what makes it in and what makes it out. Like, they do have a final say in this, which it's really shocking to hear somebody say on camera, like, we pick specifically what is going in, when most people are like, hey, it's Hulu, you don't get a pick. Like,
yeah,
but the Kardashians are so big, they get the final say. So there were some things they wanted to cut. There were some things they're like, no, this isn't going to make it. But they did keep some memeable moments now, like the cucumber slicing of like Kendall Jenner. Like obviously the old show has a lot of like cheesy, kitschy moments that are like, yeah, oh my god, like how dare you, like this is just a cucumber. And they made it like I remember when that hit the internet, people were like, Kendall can't cut a cucumber.
It was a moment. Kendall had her shining moment last season. I'm not the biggest Kendall fan. I just find her like extremely boring and uninteresting and just like, you know, she gives the least. But to your point about like Courtney talking about what makes it in the show, I also love like how they really broke the fourth wall and you see her in that same episode kind of like talking to her team and being like, yeah, I was really annoyed with how they decided to edit me and Travis in these last two episodes. And I thought that that was stupid. And we get to like see that and their critiques of the show that we're actually watching as it's unfolding, which I found kind of different and refreshing. Whereas I feel like a lot of shows, like a lot of housewives shows and stuff, it's taken them a lot longer to break the fourth wall and to like acknowledge the fact that these women are on a reality show. When it's like, yeah, they're on a reality show, it's built their fame, it's built their celebrity, and we kind of need to lean into that a lot more.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know how much footage they like cut, because surprisingly, like they even have the engagement, obviously, of Travi Daddy with our lovely woman. And I was just surprised, like, you know, there was a moment where all the girls were sitting there and they're talking about, you know, like, what does this mean? Like, you know, who the kids should be here right now. And they're like, she literally just got engaged.
Yeah.
Like, what, can't you be happy for her? And I think Kim had said that and everyone was just like, yeah, I mean, but like, what about the important stuff? And like, the important stuff is right here.
Yeah.
And you get to see them like super grounded, because they do make fun of the Kardashians all the time in media, but they are like, at times they show their true genuinely like centered selves. So
listen, people love to hate the Kardashians, and I love them, and I love them for the good, the bad, and the Jenners. It is what it is. What do you think about Kim and Kanye? Because I feel like, because he just did GMA this week, and he has now said that he's sorry, and he publicly apologized for, you know, blasting all of their stuff on social media. Her position has always been very much like, listen, he's the father of my kids, he's always going to be my family, which I think is a really hard position to take, but a more honorable position to take. It was nice that he finally apologized, though.
It was nice. And like, I think there was a post that went up online where he, you know, reflected it to a similar passing of the queen. He's like, I know what it's like to lose your queen. I lost mine too. And I'm like, I know. Are you subtweeting Kim? Like, who are you talking about? I hope you're talking about Kim, but I don't hope they get back together. I mean, I think Kim is figuring out her independence still, like as they've done in all the episodes. But it was so interesting because like he just canceled his like potential gap. I mean, he might have not canceled it. It's still like him just kind of muddling around like, what am I going to do next? I am Kanye.
Do you think that, did you ever think that she and Pete were going to last, or did you always think Pete was the rebound?
I thought Pete was at least a fun phase of her life.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was going to last like maybe like a year or two, but it was cut really short because he was just like, hey babe, like, come to New York, drop this stuff. And she's like, I'm a mom. Like, I can't just like fly to the middle of wherever you are right now. And I don't know, I kind of low-key hoped they had worked out, because like it was a quirky, like such difference to them. And I really did enjoy like Pete's jokes at like the Emmys about like, you know, a bunch of different comedy and more. But did I think it was a longevity thing? I have no idea what it's like to be Kim Kardashian, try to date. Like, you have kids, Pete doesn't have any kids. They're on different levels of like their careers and their futures. I don't know who Kim is like suited for.
She needs somebody that can meet her. Cause I mean, well, I think she either needs like a really successful businessman that's not involved in the entertainment
like a lawyer
world. Yeah. Like somebody that's really powerful, that, you know, is really established in their career, that, you know, doesn't care to really be on television, but isn't going to really judge her, prevent her from living her life on television, because that's just what her life is. Whereas I feel like Pete was just in a different caliber of like talent celebrity, that it was just never going to work out. He's more like late night life with doing like stand up and doing SNL, and like it's just a totally different subgenre of celebrity culture and Hollywood that I just didn't see them working out. I think they were fun. I think, you know, obviously he's got the big the BD that she talked about looking forward to, and she said she was DTF, and I'm pretty sure she was enjoying it. And it was just, it was a refresher from Kanye. It was something that was a little different from what she was used to. And I was like, good for her. But now I feel like she needs somebody that can really match her at her level. Whereas I feel like Pete was just like enamored with the celebrity of it all and couldn't keep up. He could not keep up with the Kardashians, Andy.
It's not keeping up with the Kardashians anymore. It's just the Kardashians. He just couldn't be with the Kardashians. I mean,
he's not a Kardashian.
What if she dated like an agent like Lady Gaga did? You know, like
I feel like that's she needs somebody like that, that is not in front of the camera, that can be behind the scenes, but that can be supportive of her, that's not going to be intimidated. Because Pete's also an on-camera talent, that like there is a level of intimidation when, you know, somebody else, like we're all vain, we're all, you know, hyper aware of other people's camera time or whatever it is. It's just natural, and it's embedded in this culture. As much as we want to be like, I'm good and I meditate and I listen to the Jay Shetty podcast, like it's not that, you know, we all have our human moments. And unfortunately, the industry that we're all in breeds us to be competitive. As much as, you know, I try to break those cycles within myself, there are those natural, you know, comparisons that we make to each other. And I think with Kim and Pete, you know, it is challenging when you're both kind of the talent in front of the camera and one star is a little brighter. And if you're not fully secure within yourself, I would imagine there are insecurities that could come up with, you know, being in that relationship.
I'm going to place bets. I'm going to say a doctor. What are you going to say?
No, I think like a lawyer or like
lawyer?
An agent.
I mean, she's also a lawyer.
I think a lawyer. I think like, what's the guy? Vanguard? I don't know what his name is.
Like Van Dyke? I don't know.
I know there is a lawyer that she's worked with. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I think like somebody like that, you know, where he like takes the law seriously and she takes skincare seriously, that like, it's just totally, you know,
the comparison you made, she takes law seriously, or she takes skincare seriously and he takes law seriously.
She takes shape solution wear seriously.
I love how you're like, you know, she might have taken the baby bar 3 times, but she really wasn't serious the first two. Maybe she's a little more serious, but she's not serious enough. So she's going to date a lawyer.
Listen, and he can help her get ahead.
Yeah.
Get another Alice Johnson out of prison. No, I'm here for it. Did you see Khloe Kardashian's rumored new boyfriend?
You mean like the people in my office just fawn over this man? So they're like, how dare she be with my boyfriend? I'm like, I don't see no ring. I don't see no nothing. Like,
right?
Pipe down.
Mikaylee Maroney, who is in these 365 days films on Netflix, which I saw for the first time this week. And I was like, what is this? What is happening? Like, I'm kind of turned on, but I'm also like very scared.
Get me out. Yeah. Like, am I going to be okay? Not sure. But it was kind of hot, disturbing, like could be psycho serial killer. But I remember watching it alone and I was like, why am I watching this alone? But like, I couldn't stop looking at him. Obviously she's doing her thing, but like very gay here. I'm here for it. I don't know. How did they meet?
I think they had met. So actually his rep came out and said that they had just met for the first time at Kim's fashion show where they were photographed together. And they're like, well, why were you like cuddling with her at the fashion show? And he was like, I was asked to take a picture with her. And
I was asked. Yeah, sorry. You're like going to say no to that.
Right. Like either of them are going to say no to that. I'm hoping something develops from this. But as of right now, they are not dating. There is nothing going on between the two of them. But I'm just like, listen, Khloé has been through so much. She's been wronged by so many men at this point that I'm just like, Khloé, let him break your back for a night.
Did you see Lamar's like social post? He was like, he basically was like alluding to it. He's like, I feel sorry for the situation. And I'm like, you even got Lamar here saying
sorry for what situation? Like, sorry for what? Like, Lamar like has a lot of things to be sorry for. Like, at this point, he just needs to lick his wounds and accept that he burned that bridge. He ruined the Kardashian, you know, relationship. And it's just, he's got to live with his life.
I know. I kind of liked him on like Big Brother, like the social little clips I saw of like him fighting with Todrick Hall. Like I also just love the SNL parodies of like the Kardashians where it's like, oh, what was it from the year? It's been a minute, but like the right four sisters. And I'm like, yeah, like here's Kristen Wiig giving us everything.
The SNL parodies were great. That's how you know when you've made it, is when SNL parodies you.
When they had also the Kardashians, obviously in the courtroom, like I'm interested to see too, bringing it back to another person who is very close, you know, Machine Gun Kelly, like what are we going to see with him? He obviously like was portrayed in like the SNL sketches, but like, are we going to see some more of their like friends in like season two? Like, I could be interested. He was in Jackass.
I would hope so. I want to see like a Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, like cameo. I want to
like
see
the
them
ring. Like they're going to show off the ring.
Yeah. I want to see them shooting the, when Courtney and Megan did the Skims collab for Kim. Like I would like to see a little BTS moment with them together. I'm fascinated by Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. And from what we see, their relationship is like a roller coaster. And it also just seems like wildly toxic that you know that's going to go down in flames. But I'm kind of just like here for the ride.
I'm honestly like amazed that she had a career. Jennifer's Body went away. You know, the whole Transformers thing happened. And then she's like, bitches, I'm still here. I'm with my man.
Like, and she had Brian Austin Green. And like Brian Austin Green was a catch. I don't know if he's your type, but he could still get it.
I mean,
What is your type?
What's James Franco's brother?
Oh, Dave Franco. That's Dave your type?
Franco. I mean, I could do it.
He's like, cute. He doesn't look like your boyfriend at all, though.
That's no problem. I love a bearded man too.
So is your boyfriend your type, or is he like somebody you just happened to like, you were walking in the street and your heel got caught and then he just happened to come and like save you?
All into my gracious lap. No, we met on three dating apps, and then we just like started
three dating apps.
Three. Tinder, Bumble, then Hinge.
Oh, Hinge is the worst. I don't like
it. No, Hinge is where I was like, is this happening for real now? And then he just sent like, hey, man. And I was like, hey, man, hey, fucking man. That's all I'm going to get from you. Like, okay. And I took the bait. But no, I just love a man with a big chest.
And how long has it been now?
It's been about 2.5 years, something like that. Yeah, we live together. It's fun. But no, I've had ranges of like celeb. Like I am also a big Enrique Iglesias like fan, stan, crush, whatever you want to call it. I had posters of him in my high school room. But I don't know. It's all over the place. Mostly bearded men. Yeah.
Okay. Mostly.
But Dave Franco is like a non-bearded man that I'm like, let's go.
Are you into Zac Efron now that he's had his jaw surgery?
You really think he's had the...
No, he admitted it.
Yeah, that's true.
In an interview,
I was thinking about before I said it.
Yeah, because he said that he slipped and like cracked his and broke his jaw, shattered his jaw, and then had to have it reconstructed, and he almost died. I was like, how do you almost die like breaking your jaw? But I mean, I guess it's possible.
I don't know. His lips are kind of big.
Yeah. I feel like there's a little filler going on there.
I don't know. I feel like they probably did the surgery and he was like, I don't like it. Can you just plump it up a little bit?
Right.
I don't know.
But it also just doesn't look like a real jaw. It looks like a plastic surgery jaw. So
it looks like, what's his name? Baywatch. I'm having a night.
Hasselhoff?
What's his name? David Hasselhoff, like chin. I'm like, ew. I mean, not ill, but like, it just looks, he looks like he aged a lot because of it.
Yeah, it's not a great look on him, but I also feel like he just doesn't care what he looks like, but I'm just like, but you look so good that like, we didn't have to let it go.
I know. I mean, I feel like that's a lot of people who just like, they have money and they're like, sure, I'll go. I'll do whatever.
Are you going to watch his travel show? He's traveling and like teaching us things. He's doing another one, but I think this time it's in Australia? I don't know. There's a next version of it that's supposed to be.
Yeah. He did like an ET interview, and that's how we all like got to see his jaw and everything. Yeah. No, I won't watch it. I don't know. I'm just like, why do we need to put a white boy like that to like do travel stuff? Like, give me someone who actually knows about travel. Like,
no,
everyone's only gonna watch him for his shirtlessness. Right. And I'm like, well, I want to learn. I actually do want to learn from somebody who like travels. But it's also funny. Like Zac Efron doesn't say,
he's
not
this
funny. Is a fun
He has
trip.
No personality. Yeah, there's nothing interesting. Like, at least be charismatic.
Yeah, I'm also like, tell me a joke while we're on the plane waiting to get to Thailand.
Are you following all of this Harry Styles drama.
Which part?
All of it. Break it down for me.
I mean, the latest was like the production, the director of photography, like they all came out, 40 people, and said, no, a screaming match did not happen with Miss Flo and Olivia Wilde. But I feel like everyone's just trying to save the show because the Rotten Tomatoes score was what, like 36%?
It's not doing well.
No, I feel like everyone's trying to save it. And Harry Styles is out here 15 consecutive nights at Madison Square Garden with a little perm billboard inside. And then here's Olivia Wilde.
Do you believe that they're really a thing?
I know every single girl on the internet wants him to get away from her. Like, they don't want it. I don't think it's going to last. I feel like something's going to happen behind the scenes and they're going to have their own screen match.
Do you believe that they're really into each other, or do you feel like this is a publicity attempt to try and save it?
Who do you think that's going to be benefiting from this, though?
Her. She needs doesn't she kind of need Harry and all his like One Direction fans to kind of like come over to her side?
I feel like she was doing better before this movie even happened. Like, Booksmart let her off on a good route. Everyone liked her name and they're like, wow, she's going to do something good. But to have your only good as your last project this year, it's just, the reviews have been coming out. Everyone's like, it's okay. It's not like groundbreaking. Wow. Like, it just did the job and everyone read the script.
What do you think of her beef with Shia LaBeouf?
The text messages, the video that's like in the car. She's like, Miss Flo needs to figure it out. I really just think we can work this out. I'm like, you were messy. Like, don't try to shy away that you weren't, because all those things coming out, all those texts saying that she fired him. And he's like, no, like scheduling issues happened. Like, I remember writing that story and I was like, I don't know who got a hold of your phone, but sucks to suck.
Right? She's not having her best moment right now.
Do you think it's going to go on any longer and there's going to be like another twist?
Probably. Because I just feel like it's like the Adam Levine thing, right? Like, once one person comes out, then another person comes out. And here's the thing. My take on the Adam Levine thing is that we're exaggerating it way more than it actually is.
You want to hear my theory?
Yes, give me your theory.
I feel like him and his wife have like an arrangement where they can do anything with whatever. Just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there's also an interview where he's like, yeah, I've cheated in the past. And like, they probably sat down and said, look.
Interview was from 2009.
Like, but they came together and said, look, I know you cheated. Like, what's the reason? He's probably like, you know, I just love to do it down and dirty, like the Smiths in the backyard. But
I wouldn't be surprised if they do have some sort of arrangement. My only issue with the whole thing is there's no proof that he ever met up or hooked up with any of these women. There's no like, here's my phone number. There's no like, I'll see you at, you know, the Beverly Hills Hotel at 9:30, BRB, text this person. Like, there's no coordination of there's none of that.
And that's why he came up with a statement. He's like, I did something wrong, but I didn't touch anybody.
Yeah.
So this one video is in there where he does send a, you know, a little message, a little 5 second. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm stupid. And that it actually shows it's him. That's the only piece of evidence that's like, okay, if you really want to take this to court, someone's like defamation here.
There's not even a dick pic. There's not even a boob pic. Like, there's literally nothing. And listen, I'm going to say something that's probably not popular, but I would not mind if Adam Levine slipped it into my DMs. Like, I would be like, oh, hi, Adam Levine. Send me a dick pic. Like, I would open up that. I mean, actually, I take that back because I realize he does have a wife and children. If he were single and if the circumstances were to allow it, I wouldn't turn down Adam Levine because I do find him attractive.
Like the hand photo?
Yes.
That version of Adam Levine. I think I've heard rumors that he's tired and he's been bored, but he also left The Voice. I think what I heard is after he left The Voice, he just down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he just figured, let me DM this Sumner chick that I met on a plane.
And she was like, look, we all know Maroon 5's elevator music. And I'm like, No, actually truth. Like, we don't disagree.
You don't love, she will be loved.
Your body is so effing unreal. I love all the memes that have come out of it. Yeah. Like, people just putting their photo. And I'm like, after 4 hours of it, though, I got tired.
I just saw a TikTok with some guy that remixed. What was his song?
The Payphone one?
Yes. where, or no, it wasn't payphone. It was one of the more recent ones where he's reading the DMs to the beat. I can't remember the
name of the
song, but it's the Cardi B song, and he's reading, he's like singing the DMs as
Did Cardi B say anything about this?
No. I'm surprised because Cardi's usually very vocal.
Yeah, she usually is. And like, I feel like all the rap girls have been just like fighting. So she probably was like, let me set this one out. Unless it's like someone on the opposite field, I'm not going to get into it.
I really want, now that Nicki Minaj is kind of coming back out, I really want a Nicki and Cardi collab. Like, I want them, to settle their beef and give us like just one solid bop. Like, could you imagine if they did WAP with Nicki Minaj?
Did you see the vision, whatever you want to call it, of all these random features that is on this like Freak song? Like, there's three or four rappers.
Freak.
But like, I was like, you should have kept it. You put these girls, and now Nicki has no. I'm just gonna let you have your moment.
No, I'm listening.
There was like, Nicki had no words in there anymore, barely even the chorus. And there's just all these girls just like screaming. I was like, this sounds like demo rap music.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. And it was also just like the words like were also just like not tactfully vulgar, where I'm just like, you know, at least some of Nicki's other songs, like she was able to be like dirty, but also like have like a beat to it. You know, we had a little haiku, whereas in this case, I feel like we were just like aggressively vulgar unnecessarily.
It was just offbeat. And I was like, give me an AK, but there was nothing. No. Like nothing. And
I agree.
I feel like she's known that. Okay, if she read it Anaconda, you know, she's done like Super Freak. And I think she's known, she's in her language. She's like, I know this is going to do well. She's probably going to do one more of some sort of like, you know, throwback homage. But I think she had a moment where she could have really ran with this at the VMAs. But she put her color contacts on and she looked like a vampire.
Not a good moment. Are you excited for Rihanna at the Super Bowl?
I saw so many people in their memes of like, if Rihanna plays this song, I will literally go to cardiac arrest. I'm like, And I'm like trying to think though, we were literally betting the other day, like who we thought it was going to be. We're like, Rihanna would be great, but she hasn't done anything. It's been 5 years.
Yeah.
To be that relevant still and not put out music in 5 years. She's going to drop a single before.
She has to. I would love, I know this won't happen, but I would love for her to do an onstage collab with Britney and sing S&M. Like
you,
that would just be like everything, but Britney would never do it.
Britney would never do it. She'd say, she's already said she's never going to perform again. I don't know. Like, I feel like she'll bring out Jay-Z.
Yeah, but I mean, are we gonna, like, that's not gonna be a shock. Like, that's just, I just, like, I don't want a Jay-Z. I don't want DJ Khaled. Like,
I want Timbaland.
I could do a little Timbaland.
I can see Timbaland and Nelly Furtado coming out randomly.
Yeah.
You know?
We need, listen, all I want, I need a Pone Day Replay, okay?
Pone Day Replay.
Yes, we need that. That's the OG, the song that made Rihanna. We need an Umbrella Ella Ella. Like, we cannot.
Calvin Harris is going to come in there somewhere.
Yeah, Calvin Harris is going to have to come in there somewhere. And then I'm trying to think of, like, what are my top Rihanna songs?
You know what? Taylor Swift will come out. She'll do the.
I really hope not. I really hope not.
I bet you she will.
So over Taylor Swift. I'm not a T Swiftie. I like some of her music, but I'm so over just her.
I thought she was really going to be doing the Super Bowl.
I think she even thought she was going to do it too.
I mean,
didn't work out.
She didn't. She tried it.
She tried. And then Scooter Braun made a phone call and it was done.
Scooter Braun said, I have box seats. She said, fine. I don't want you staring at me anyway.
Oh man, I love it. Andy, thank you for joining #NewFilter with Zach Peter this week. Where can people go and keep up with you and get all the scoop on what's trending?
Not me, not sure what to say next. Oh, it's just my name. It's just Andy Luwani. You know, find me on everything. Obviously, thank you, baby boy, for having me. I mean, it's been fun. I feel like we just covered 15, 16 different topics in like a short amount of time, and we just bipped and bopped around.
We get through the tea here, Andy.
I feel like we just didn't even like brief each other. We're just like, let's just go into it. Cool. Great. Amazing.
And listen, those are the best ones when you just dive in and you make it through and you're like, how am I going to do 20 more minutes? And it actually just flowed because this episode went by like that.
I know. Look at us.
Now we need drinks. We need to go have drinks. We're going to do a little kiki sesh. We'll talk.
Do the peep.
We're going to do it. All right. So once you're at Andy Lawani, is there an underscore?
No, it's just Andy Lawani.
Andy Lawani. LALWANI?
Yeah, it's kind of like LOL, but like LAL.
LAL. There we go. Andy, yeah. Go follow Andy. Keep up with Andy because he's got like really great brand endorsements that he does on Instagram. I'm like, where does he always get these brand endorsements from? People are putting some respect on his check. He's always got the tea on what's trending. He's got like cute TikToks with his boyfriend.
I just
discovered your TikTok and it's actually thoroughly entertaining.
Oh my God, thanks. I signed my boyfriend up for all these different things and I'm just like, baby, I want to make a TikTok. And he's like, sure. And I'm like, great.
What does he do? He's not an entertainment, is he?
It's an advertising. He works for HBO Max.
Oh, so that's how you get all of your deals.
No, that's actually not how I got it. Hard work.
I believe hard work. Hashtag work, bitch. All right. Thank you guys for listening to Hashtag No Fields. It's Zach Peter. You can give me a follow at Just Plain Zach all over the internet, or you can follow the podcast if you just want all of the latest scoop at No Filter with Zach. Stock up on some No Filter wine at nofilterwine.com. It's a Housewives inspired wine. 13% alcohol by volume, but less than a gram of sugar. Head over to nofilterwine.com. Must be 21 or older to order. All right, guys. I gots to go and dish with Andy a little bit more, but I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones... get it done.